Jesus had time for was not always understood, wasn't understood by the disciples or others. Do you remember we heard a few weeks ago that when people wanted to bring children to Jesus, the disciples pushed them away and said, take them away, Jesus doesn't want them. And Jesus was very cross with his disciples for doing that and told them to bring the children to him. And today people are telling Bartimaeus to stop shouting out at Jesus. You're just a beggar. You're just a blind beggar. Jesus doesn't want to spend time with you. Just stop shouting out. But again, Jesus showed that they were wrong. Over and over again in his ministry, Jesus showed how wrong these people were by trying to keep people away from Jesus by saying, he won't have time for you. This is what the Bible says. This is what it says in Romans. There is no distinction between anyone. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And when Jesus preached his I am the bread of life sermon, he said, anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. Anyone who comes to me. So let nobody think that Jesus does not have time for them. Do you remember in last week's reading? Well, would you like to turn to page 47 in the Bibles, which was, we'll look at a bit of the reading that we had last week. Especially, we're going to remember that rather embarrassing request that James and John made to Jesus. They'd certainly got things wrong, haven't they? But look at what Jesus says to them at the beginning of the conversation. Look at verse 36 on page 47. You see what Jesus says? He said to them, what is it you want me to do for you? What is it you want me to do for you? And today, in verse 51, that's over the page on page 48. 48. Look at what he says to Bartimaeus. Exactly the same thing. What do you want me to do for you? Now, some people wonder, why bother praying if God knows our needs and knows what's best for us anyway? Well, it's because God is not some puppet master who just arranges our lives and events for us. Prayer is about relationship, relationship with God, relationship with Jesus. Prayer is about answering the question that Jesus is asking each one of us. What do you want me to do for you? Now, when we've replied to Jesus in prayer, then sometimes the answer from Jesus will be yes, like the one that he gave Bartimaeus. Sometimes the answer will be, you better think that out again, like the one that he gave to James and John last week. But that's okay, because that helps us to grow. But responding to Jesus' question, what do you want me to do for you? Well, that's what prayer is all about. Jesus told Bartimaeus, your faith has made you well. This isn't some sort of mind over matter, name it and claim it stuff. That sort of thinking turns faith into works. How much faith can we build up so we can earn an answer to prayer? It's not like that. That's not what faith is. The faith that Bartimaeus had is shown in the last bit of verse 52. Can you see, right at the end, after he had regained his sight, what did he do? He followed Jesus on the way. That's the faith of Bartimaeus. He didn't just go home and think, great, I can see now. He followed Jesus on the way. James, John, and Bartimaeus all responded to Jesus' question, what do you want me to do for you? They received different types of answers to the requests that they'd made. But they received those answers because they all had faith in Jesus. They all followed him on the way. And he calls us to follow too, like the psalm we had to start with, to follow him with an undivided heart. Jesus wants us to respond in prayer to his question, "What do you want me to do for you today?" Don't forget to pray.